Passage 40. When were beauty spots in fashion? The first women on record as having worn beauty spots on their faces were leaders of fashion in the days of the Roman Empire. These spots were small and round and evidently worn in great profusion. The poets Ovid, 43 BC to AD 18, and Martial, about AD 40 to 104, were among the classical writers to comment on the habit. Beauty spots then seem to have gone out of fashion until they reappeared late in the 16th century. Their return is believed to have started with the use of black velvet or taffeta court plasters on the temples for the relief of toothaches. Women found them more effective in improving their complexion by setting off the whiteness of the skin. The patches were usually placed near the mouth. As the craze for them developed, they became much bigger and were cut to different shapes and patterns. In London, beauty spots took on political significance. Supporters of the Whig Party wore them on the right cheek, those of the Tory Party on the left. In 1711, a writer in The Spectator, a famous London magazine, noted that women would be more beautiful than the sun were it not for the little black spots that break out and sometimes rise in very odd figures. I have observed that these little blemishes wear off very soon, but when they disappear in one part of the face, they are very apt to break out in another. I have seen a spot on the forehead in the afternoon which was upon the chin in the morning. In Paris, the fashion produced elaborate variations. One marquise is reported to have appeared at a party wearing 16 patches in the shape of a tree in which perched two lovebirds. Men also adapted the vogue. These little blemishes, cut out of silk, taffeta, velvet, and even leather, and stuck on with mastic, continued to wander about the faces of women until the middle of the 19th century.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。